Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, that bitter cold slaps North Texas right in the face.
Yeah, temperatures in the 20s, but it feels colder than that.
Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff is here with us this morning, and he's tracking the forecast. Danny, what can we expect?
Well, I tell you, nothing like Langdon, North Dakota right now. They're 33 below zero with a wind chill of 57 below zero. That's cold. We do have that cold weather advisory here for us in North Texas that lasts through tomorrow mid-morning. Temperatures in the upper teens to low 20s now. And with this cloud bank, it looks like it could snow anytime. And it is north of, towards the Red River. We could see some flurries around here and very cold temperatures, struggling to get above freezing today, mid-30s for tomorrow. And again, more pipe-bursting cold overnight tonight, 18 to 23. And then we'll warm up towards the middle to end of this upcoming week. Again, take this seriously, folks. Keep those faucets. It's dripping and keep those pets indoors all the way through Thursday morning. It's going to be cold. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And if you're going to the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo on the first Monday, you better bundle up.
It just wouldn't be the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo unless we had some stock show weather. And boy, we got it over the weekend as things kicked off. Overnight lows dipping down to the low 20s with enough wind to make the wind chill factors in the teens and even single digits. Now, those who come out to the stock show every year know what to expect.
You can never tell what it's going to be. we got the luck of the draw with the cold weather this weekend.
Now, the stock show runs through February 2nd, so we're bound to warm up. In fact, we're expecting highs in the 60s by the weekend. Outside Dickey's Arena, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, it's an accident slowing traffic in Fate. I'll tell you where, and it looks like someone did a little more than just drip their faucet. I'll explain in just 3 minutes.
Yeah, definitely want to watch out for some ice if someone left their sprinkler systems on. Again, be careful out there. Cold weather continues, but a warm-up's on the way. I'll let you know when that'll start coming up in Traffic and Weather Together on the 8th.
Staying away from negative trends, I'm Tristan Ryans with comments from Stars coach Pete DeBoer coming up.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, Heating, and Electric 24-Hour Breaking News Center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic and weather, 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Due to unfavorable weather, the Fort Worth Martin Luther King Jr. Day Parade scheduled for this morning has been rescheduled for Monday, February 17th. That's President's Day. Officials are hoping for milder temperatures on the new date.
Inaugural festivities begin in just a few hours. Stacy Lynn is at the Capitol.
The inauguration ceremony should begin around 11:30 a.m. Eastern time. That tees up Trump's swearing in. That happens roughly around noon. As for how long the ceremony will be, there is no set time, but they lasted about an hour when Trump took the oath of office in 2017 and President Biden was inaugurated back in 2021.
Among those performing, opera singer Christopher Macchio and country singer Carrie Underwood.
And as you would expect, there are a large number of Texas Republicans in Washington for today's inauguration. Russell Scott spoke with the state party chair.
Texas party chair Abraham George attended Republican National Committee meetings over the weekend. He says the crowds are so big in D.C. that not everybody's getting into today's inaugural parties and galas.
I mean, even the RNC members cannot find tickets for elected officials anymore. Everything is sold out.
George says he expects Texas to be a big player in the new administration.
People are excited. They're excited about Texas. They are excited that Texas is holding strong and added more Republicans than ever before.
He's expecting President Trump to benefit Texas by securing the border to make things safer and increasing drilling permits and opening the Keystone Pipeline to help the energy sector. From the 24-Hour News Center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And of course, it's so big to keep everybody safe during the inauguration as well today. And officials have been scrambling, adjusting because of the last-minute decision to move the inauguration and parade indoors.
Moving the inaugural indoors may be a big help for security officials. Having it outside, in front of the Capitol, with a possibility of 250,000 people trying to get in, there's a larger possibility that a lone wolf or an actor that may be intent on disrupting the event might be able to get in as well. But the fact that it's been moved indoors gives authorities the ability to refocus and reshape their security resources. J.J. Green for CBS News, Washington.
My twin sons, Shaggy and Scooby, turned 19 yesterday. They had their birthday yesterday. So happy birthday to Shaggy and Scooby.
Which one's the dog?
I thought their names were Bartles and James.
Or Black and Decker.
Look, let's talk about kids. All right. Okay. Let's talk about our favorite kids. So do you have a favorite child? A new study finds that most parents do have a favorite child. And curiously, the research finds that the favorite child is a daughter. A daughter. Well, I have a daughter. I'll have another daughter soon. Actually, we're adopting. But
you have a lot of kids.
I'll have five.
Yeah,
by the time we adopt our, we've got a 13-year-old that's in foster care.
And yet he keeps the baby weight off. It is amazing.
I know.
We are hoping to adopt soon. So do you have a favorite child? Yes?
We've talked about this. I love my kids equally.
Uh-huh.
And I love the one that calls me back the most in that moment. But I think my favorite child is the cat that sits in my lap and likes to snuggle.
And my favorite child, I do have a favorite child out of my five. My favorite child is the child that is interacting with me at that moment. That is my favorite child. Any child that calls me, that visits with me, that sends me stuff, any child that wants to talk to me is my favorite child.
I hear you there.
So who's your favorite child?
right now, it's probably Shaggy. I would say he's my favorite at the moment. So.
Shaggy, leader in the clubhouse. All right.
That's right. All right, we're watching very closely. The Trump administration, the incoming Trump administration, is in church this morning. It's their pre-inauguration church services. This as Kamala Harris is now at the White House. She was seen greeting Jill and Joe Biden at the White House, posing for their final group photo outside their final morning at the White House and Donald Trump's first morning back at the White House. It's 8:23 here at News Radio 1080 KRLD.
23 after 8. I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. No big snow or ice for us, but Houston is bracing for a winter storm expected to drop up to 6 inches of snow and sleet today and tomorrow. The city is readying sand, brine, and utility trucks as Mayor John Whitmire warns of dangerous conditions.
I've been convinced that we are about to experience a very serious and dangerous weather episode.
Schools, government offices, and both Houston airports will close, with George Bush Intercontinental and William Hobby shutting down at midnight. Meanwhile, TxDOT crews from other parts of Texas have arrived with dump trucks, pickups, and road trucks focusing on response efforts along I-10.
It's 8:24, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates.
Minute. This ties a present from Grammy Hall.
It's not just that 1970s Diane Keaton Annie Hall movie look anymore. Neckties are back in front for the women's fashion business. That's thanks in part to Bella Hadid and others rocking the runway for Yves Saint Laurent with suits and ties at Paris Fashion Week, and actress Zendaya wearing those Ralph Lauren ties around town. And the trend has women tying knots on TikTok earlier this year.
Is it possible to feel super feminine in a tie?
And even showing off things like the necktie necklace fold.
One necktie, one safety pin, a rubber band, brooch optional, and a necklace. Here we go.
It's all part of an overall resurgence for neckties as workers shift away from those pandemic pajamas. Grandview Research says the global neckwear market was worth about $4 billion in 2023 and will likely grow 4% a year for the next decade. Denise Pellegrini, Bloomberg Radio.
I can tell you this morning, by the way, we're seeing a lot of dispatches of fire trucks. You know, when the weather is this cold, people sometimes go to extraordinary measures to try to stay warm. And sometimes those extraordinary measures are dangerous. Sometimes people move, generators into a house or something like that, and they don't account for carbon monoxide. Just be mindful. If you're trying extraordinary ways to heat your house, please be careful in doing so. It's 8:26 on the KRLD Morning News.
And here on KRLD, we're also, of course, following the inauguration and President-elect Trump's musical taste. They're going to be on display today.
Now open, the Dallas Stars, in partnership with the City of Farmers Branch, have unveiled the Rise Energy Star Center Multisport Farmers Branch. Does that fit on a business card? I'm just curious. Does that fit on the sign?
Yeah, exactly.
This multi-use facility for kids continues a 20-year collaboration with the Children's Health Star Center.
So Farmers Branch prides itself on youth sports, and we have probably the premier baseball and soccer fields in the Metroplex right here in Farmers Branch. So this just complements all of that.
This is big. It's massive, covering 81,000 square feet. The center is set to benefit more than 50,000 unique youth athletes each year with flexible space that can transform into 8 basketball courts or as many as 16 volleyball courts.
Nice.
A lot of sports happening
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. And speaking of sports, it was a big course correction for the Dallas Stars last night.
Dallas halted their 2-game losing skid in a dominant 4-1 win over the visiting Detroit Red Wings, and post-game Stars head coach Pete DeBoer address their ability to bounce back.
We've done a really good job of stopping the bleeding, you know, running on some fumes. I thought had a good formula little win. We got some early goals, got a power play goal, and then I thought really had good detail to our defensive game the rest of the night.
From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.